Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, who's this?
My name is Tony, and I'm interviewing voters in Ohio. Are you registered to vote?
Yes, what's the question?
Okay, great. We are interviewing voters in the state of Ohio. It would only take a few moments, okay? Now, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
How long this is going to take?
About 3 minutes. That's it.
Okay. If it's 3 minutes, it's fine. I'm 45.
45, okay. The media in the United States generally classifies people as white Anglo, Hispanic or Latino, black, Asian or other. What do you consider yourself?
White.
Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
Yes, Hispanic.
Are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
There was an election in Ohio on November the 7th, 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Did you vote in that election?
Yes.
I know it's a long way off, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November of 2024.
Yes.
How likely would you say you are to vote in that general election? Very likely.
100%. Yeah, very likely.
In your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States?
Bigotry.
Okay. So that'll be racism, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election?
Even before. I vote actually by mail, so I vote even before the election day.
So you had made up your mind.
Yes.
A few weeks before the election. Or
yes.
A few months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Months before the election, okay.
Mm-hmm.
In just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio?
Like the previous election in November?
Yes.
Like reproductive issues for women.
Okay, so reproductive issues.
Mm-hmm.
For women. Okay. That was the reason why they were doing that voting, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Please indicate how you voted on this issue, okay? The issue one, summary, provide a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions,
mm-hmm.
including, but not limited, to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility
mm-hmm.
treatment, miscarriage care, and
mm-hmm.
continuing pregnancy,
yeah.
and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability,
mm-hmm.
except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health.
Mm-hmm.
A no vote opposed amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions.
Yep.
Now, based on that summary, how did you vote on issue one? Yes or no?
Votamos yes or no para el issue one.
Yes.
Yes. I was trying to remember if it was, yes.
Why did you vote yes on issue one?
Because I feel like women have to have the reproductive rights to make decisions with their physicians.
Okay. So women should have the right for their decisions, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The right to make their decisions. All right. Let me write that in, okay? Thank you very much. Now, you said that you voted yes on issue one in the November 7th election in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
When exactly did you decide how you were going to vote or how are you going to be voting on issue one? On election day, a few days before the election?
Before that, months ago.
Months before, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to read to you some different ways that people may have heard about the election this year. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in this election cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about the election through English TV language ads, Spanish language TV ads, English radio ads, Spanish radio ads, English online digital ads and videos like in YouTube, or Spanish social media like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, phone calls or texts from volunteers, someone coming to your door, billboards and yard signs, direct mail, family members or friends talking about the election, church, social clubs or community groups. How did you hear about the election?
Friends, discussion, colleagues, radio ads, and everything in English.
Okay. TV, radio ads in English, okay. And on YouTube, correct?
Not YouTube. Radio ads and discussions among colleagues.
Okay. All right. Let me select all the ones, okay? Now, when considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Friends or family, healthcare, medical professionals, faith, religious leaders, clergy, women in general, women who have experienced an abortion, men in general, men who have experienced an abortion with their wife, partner, or girlfriend, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organizations, celebrities, social media influencers.
Healthcare professionals.
Okay.
And actually me. That's it.
Okay. Now, did you remember any specific thing that you experienced or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election?
Yeah, the governor making an ad telling things that are not truth about abortion and things and numbers about abortion. That was not true. So,
okay,
yes.
The governor misleading ad, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Misleading ad about abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hey, you say it was going to be 3 minutes. How much longer?
Yes. Just, we're almost done, okay?
Okay.
The thing is that I had to write some of your answers. I'm sorry, okay? The governor was misleading ad about abortion. I understand. Now, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you would vote on issue one?
No.
And why?
I already had made up my mind, because that's how I think, but that ad just make me more angry about telling people things that are not true.
Okay. In the ad, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you would actually vote?
No.
Okay. And why?
Because I already was going to vote. I always vote, so.
Okay. Always vote, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Always vote. Okay. Especially on this issues, correct?
On every issue, you know, there is also, you know, educational board decisions made, so it was not just the abortion issue, so local issues are important as well, so I usually want to express my decision.
Could you please tell me how convincing these messages are to you, okay? They could be from both sides of issue one. Legal
mm-hmm.
experts say issue one allows for abortion even after the ability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they consider having an abortion, but were glad they ultimately chose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue one, because it goes too far. Do you find that convincing or not convincing?
Not convincing.
Okay. Not convincing at all, correct?
Correct.
When we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family. And the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes on issue one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. Issue one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find this convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions. But if issue one passes on the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed under issue one. Join them by voting no on issue one. Do you find this argument convincing or not convincing?
Not convincing. There is always special situations that are outside of what you just mentioned.
Not convincing at all. Now,
yeah.
Your daughter is young, vulnerable, online. You hear the words, push to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this. But activists want to take all that away. Under this proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state shall not interfere with individuals getting abortions or sex changes, meaning you could be cut of the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument convincing or not convincing?
We already vote on that and we agree on that. So, yes,
so,
I agree with that.
So, very convincing, correct?
Yeah.
Government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never. Especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio. And that's why voting yes on one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
I mean, we already vote on this. So I already read the description of the change in the Constitution. So, yeah.
Now, which party mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights?
Democrats? That it should be up to the person who makes the decision and their physician for taking care of that patient. That's it.
Okay. Now, which party mostly shares your personal views on that topic? Democrats, Republicans, or you don't know?
Democrats.
Democrats. What is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 elections?
Keeping reproductive rights for women with the women and not with the government or anybody else. Their decision with their physicians. That's it.
Okay. So we can say abortion, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if you had to choose which of the following three issues you would say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election, economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, protecting democracy in the United States?
If I only need to choose one, I would protect democracy, but second one would be abortion and reproductive rights.
Which one would you select out of those three?
Keep the democracy.
Okay, protecting democracy. Now, mm-hmm. Will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely.
Personally?
Yeah.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but in November 2024 elections for United States Senator in Ohio were being held today, and the candidates were Sherrod Brown as the Democratic Party nominee for U.S. Senate, or a Republican Party nominee for U.S. Senate, for whom would you vote?
Brown.
Or are you Brown? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely Democrat Sherrod Brown.
Yep.
I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were being held today and the candidates were Joe Biden as the Democratic Party nominee, Donald Trump as the Republican Party nominee, and a third-party candidate, or are you currently undecided? Who would you vote for?
Biden.
Biden. Mm-hmm. Why?
I can't just stand. I don't stand Donald Trump. That's it. So we'll be against Donald Trump.
Don't like Donald Trump, okay.
No.
Okay. Just a couple of more questions, okay, ma'am? We're almost done. Now, we're finished with this interview. In what country were you born?
Argentina.
Argentina, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And which political party do you primarily identify and agree with the most? The Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or some other party?
I mean, I guess if I need to, Democratic Party.
Okay. Do you consider yourself very liberal? Liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Okay. What is your annual household income before taxes? Less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, between $50,000 and $75,000, between $75,000 and $100,000, or more than $100,000?
More than $100,000.
Mm. Okay, and now, what is your gender?
Female.
Okay. Thank you very much. We
okay.
are complete with this interview. Thank you.
Have no problem.
Day, ma'am.
You too, bye-bye.
Thank you.